myself on a prior podcast. I talked about the $12 that were coming back my way, and I put it all on Trump. In reality, I was corrected by a couple people, especially Corey. Corey, shout out to Corey. Corey loves hearing his name, loves getting the attention. He doesn't get enough at home. But I had a couple people reach out to me, say, no, you dumb fuck. It's not this year. That was Obama, so thank Obama. I was like, oh, okay. That motherfucker. Fuck Obama. Fuck you, motherfucker. That's what you guys want me to say, right? Give me my money. But, yeah, so I looked, and it was interesting because today my HR director sent out an email saying how the checks going forward are going to have the adjustment based on the new tax rates. And I was like, oh, okay, this all makes sense why my check didn't change. I was like, well, my check didn't change, so nothing. But lo and behold, that's the reason. So now the plot thickens, you see. Now I jumped the gun before, even though I was going on facts, on my facts, on my opinion. You know, I needed to get it all straightened out. But anyway, I saw the new rates, and I guess the one I was in was 25%. I believe they just adjusted the rates by a few points. I think the highest tax bracket's always been 39.6. Now it's at 37. They took one of them out. And I know the one that I fall in is went from 25 to 22. So, hey, you know, probably, you know, my effective tax rate, it's around 10, 15%. So that's 10% off the rate that the bracket that I'm in. So, you know, let's just say I'm probably going to be paying 12%. So that's 3 points off. Probably an extra $500. But hey, some money's better than no money. We will see, though. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens going forward. And, you know, that's what happens when you jump the gun. People think, fake news. No, it wasn't make fake news. My bad. My bad, dude. I didn't mean to throw your boy on the bus like that, even though I have a problem with him, with the whole Puerto Rico thing. At the end, I can't complain when I want money. More money. And that was very good to see that all that stuff kicks in next year. Man, it's just very tough, man. You didn't – the PMI's not – that was Obama. Ugh. It's very ugly, man, how all these things that we have for the government. I wish that Social Security, for example, I wish it was based on a 401k basis. Give me that money. Tell me how much I've earned. Because there's so many stipulations for you getting it at the end of the day. So when I get to 67, 68, right, then I can only make a certain income before I get the full amount. If I retire early, I get less, can't work, all this stuff that goes on. It's so many rules to getting your own money back. And I guess the way I look at it is, heck, man, just give me my money and let me invest it. I remember Ron Paul talking about that, and Corey was nice enough. Shout out to Corey always. You know, he is an avid listener. He just loves his politics and loves his libertarian conservative news. But I saw that. He sent me a link on Bush getting together a committee to look at Social Security because, you know, the funds were going to dry up. At the rate it was going, it was going to dry up at 2043. I think at this rate, the article said it was going to 2035. So it's coming sooner than later as far as the depletion of the funds that we have for Social Security. And I understand that we want to pay forward. We're paying for the people that have paid into the system in the past, but there's so many people getting their hands in that cookie jar versus the ones that are paying in that I think something needs to change. I always feel that way. Whenever the status quo is not working or it looks like a dead end, you have to rattle it up. You know, you have to shake it. Got to look at something else. Look at it differently because, you know, it's not – what's going to change? If you see the dead end, you have to take a turn. And for some reason, the powers that be, and it's just government. It's just government, how powerful it is. And for whatever reason, man, they just feel like they can't – change how it currently goes. And I don't know. It just makes sense. You know, giving us and I know we have that at work now that I think about it, but, you know, Corey was talking about HSAs, my health savings account, which is, I believe, is pre-tax money you get to spend on Medicare. And it's not taxed, and you're able to have an account. I think that's very interesting. You know, I feel that we should have a dollar-for-dollar tax cut, deductible, whatever you want to call it, on medical, you know, expenses. And I saw that Warren Buffett, Bezos, and and another firm are getting together to tackle the healthcare industry in our country. And obviously we all know, everyone can agree that, you know, currently as is, it's not working. It's something that, you know, needs a major overhaul. And I've always been a big proponent of, let's look at the other countries that do well, that definitely take care of business, and see if we can scale that model and that system. Like, I wish we were open enough to all these changes. Social Security, giving that back to the people and let me spend it. Let me invest it. You know, go ahead and setting up a different model for the healthcare, because as is, it's something that it's not working for the people. I mean, I mentioned this before, just looking at healthcare, it's just as good to get the Cobra for my job, meaning when I leave my job, and they can give me, you know, their health insurance, but I'm going to be paying way more. And that rate is just as good as if I was going to go to another company and get it for myself. It's unbelievable. And I don't know, all these things, you would think that the politicians and the people in government would try to provide a solution, and they just dance around it. And I mean, Mr. Ajit Pai, I don't even know his name, the Indian guy, the head of the FCC. I mean, you just know that guy is bought and paid for by the telecommunication companies. He is all up on Verizon. He's all up on those people because of net neutrality. I've gone on the tangent about that just as much as healthcare. And it's just very interesting how the government, the politics, don't work for the people. I'm all about getting more money back. I was a big proponent of the fair tax. Fair tax, I thought it was a great idea, which is a consumption tax. You eradicate all the other taxes we have in this country, and basically I'll go ahead and pay a consumption tax every time I go to the gas station, every time I buy groceries. It's like a sales tax, but we go ahead and pay it to the federal government on top of your regular sales tax you have. And it works, because in Florida and Texas, they have that currently, you know, outside of the real estate taxes. But, you know, most of it is driven from sales tax and from, you know, transaction when you buy a car and a house. So those models do work, where you're not having to tax people from their check. And, you know, obviously, if you think about it, the states that have heavy taxation, California, New York, Connecticut, I want to say it's up there too. You know, those places are not doing well. New Jersey, I remember New Jersey, man, just recently, man. I remember reading this back a couple years ago that the wealthiest people in that state were trying to leave. I mean, Hertz, one of them that relocated to Southwest Florida because of the taxes, man. It just got too out of control. They said, fuck this, man. Let's relocate down here to the sunny sunshine state. Get the fuck out of Jersey, because it's too much. It's too much money, man. And I can understand it from that perspective. You know, when you're making that much money, you want to keep as much as possible. I just wish the people that were managing the funds did the right thing. And I know that I'm all about helping people, but when the companies and the special interests are involved with the government, and I wish that these people were on term limits. That's the one thing I do wish all elected officials were. I wish they were all elected term limits, you know, anywhere from 2 to 4, and that's it. Call it a day. And you go, you know, go work for a firm or an investment, whatever it is, or go lobby, be a lobbyist, right? I mean, they got so many options. I think serving your country should be looked upon as similar to how jury duty, right? I mean, if you elect to do it, it's something that you should do once you're in office and you have a certain time window just to have the checks and balances. That's the problem with me. I'm always going to have, and that's why I've tuned out, because it's just not enough checks and balances. And anything that we do with these people that are running the country, because white-collar crime pays. White-collar unethical practices pays. as long as it's not drugs, as long as it's not something taboo, you know, it's going to be okay. It's just quite amazing to just see all of this happen, and people are accepting of it. And the argument that I've talked to people that are okay with it, it's like they just feel because those folks that do unethical practices, that have so much power and so much money, should get away or should not be given a harsh penalty, is because they're pumping so much into the economy. And I guess my counter to that is that, well, when there's one person, there's going to another one will come behind them. It's not as if Warren Buffett croaks and call it a day that we're not going to have other successful people come along the path. I think that's something. It's no different than those drug dealers where we flip that coin. I always like to flip it to the drug cartels. When one of those guys goes down, there's another one lined up, ready to take over, ready for that crown. And I think that's no different in white-collar world, corporate world, whatever you want to call it. Whenever you have a head honcho, those guys, man, if they go down and get arrested, you're going to have plenty of other people come up and pick up that baton and run with it. So I'm always fascinated with that world and how much, meaning the corporate world, the powerful. I wish we did more movies about that. It's just always interesting, man. I wish we had like a series about it. You know, like something like Narcos, but white-collar crime related. That'll be pretty cool for me. I'll enjoy that. Like something pertaining to the real estate market. Something, you know, just recently that happened. Wall Street. Just do you like a season like that. That'd be awesome. You know, but that's the thing about it is that, you know, those guys just go fucking on a tangent, right? Just doing unethical shit. They pay off people in the government. And at the end, you know, out of 100 that do that shit, maybe a handful, 4 or 5. You know, it's not like no RICO laws or anything like that. It's sad. But, yeah, you know, that's the way it works. And, you know, this country's great. It provides a lot of opportunity. But it's definitely, I told this before to somebody that I was talking to. This country is advantageous to the people that are entrepreneur in spirit, the people that are hustling, the people that are trying to grind and work. This country is going to be beneficial to you. If you're just trying to be a regular worker like myself, just trying to go to 8-to-5 route, that's not going to work. You are eventually going to get pinched at this rate. Just the way it goes, your costs keep going up. You're the biggest expense to the company, so it's not going to go up as high, especially if you're trying to stay consistent. You're going to have to be jumping from job to job. That's the way it works, and it's just one of those things, man. You know, some of us are not wanting to, you know, be doing all of that. Some of us are just wanting to be a regular teacher and doing that for 20 years. People just rather be a fireman, whatever it is, whatever trade it is. You know, they just rather do a regular job, get paid, get raises, but the system does not allow for that. You have to be a hustler. You have to be a grinder. And it pays. It sure pays. But then again, you're paying a price too. You know, I always talk about that. And, you know, I know for when my little one grows up, I always, because I don't know, she may be a socialite. She may not, you know, once high school, I'll get a good gauge of where she's at and what she wants to do or not do. But the one thing that I have to have her do that I think all of us as kids, especially from lower socioeconomic level, don't get taught about the avenues that are out there to make money. And I know what I'm going to tell her, what I think she should know is this. Hey, you know, if you don't want to go to school, that's fine. If you don't want to do the college try, if you don't have any clue about how anything works or don't even know what you want to do, that's fine. But you at least have to know how money works. Because no matter what you do, you're going to need it. You're going to have to learn how to manage it. And you can't pass that on to your significant other. You just can't say, well, I'm not a numbers person. That's not good enough. You got to know at least the basics. You got to know at least how the money works, what vehicles are out there. You got to know all of that and stay on top of all those things, all those options. Educate yourself and then pick one that you can sustain. And it's not about you enjoying it at that point when you're trying to make money. It's more about, okay, you know, how can I survive? Because, again, the school's not for everyone. Even though education is important, even though the more educated a society is, the more successful it is, you know, it's it's not for everyone. I really don't think that. And I just feel overall when it comes to that, you just have to know yourself and don't force it, man, because I hate to see my daughter, I'm not going to put any college money aside. That's for damn sure, because it's one of those things that if she has strong academia, if she does good in school, and if she loves it and she excels in it, she's going to have a free ride. It's not something that I'm going to force on her to do. It's like, because I know that when you do good in school, and especially in this country, when you're a minority and a female and you do good with academics, you're going to have just the colleges wanting you left to right just to bump up their numbers, diversity numbers. So, that's the sad reality, but you have to weigh in the pros and cons. It's just like, you hate to say it that way, but that's the reality of our country. Like, there's disadvantages for being a person of color, and there's advantages for being a person of color, and vice versa for being white, whatever it is. So you just have to know the pros and cons. And I know that with my little one, when she grows up and she's into school, I tell her, hey, if you're into school, man, you're going to be able to go ahead and have a free ride. And I'll try to help you out as far as having the liberty to pay some bills. But as far as education, man, I'm not paying for none of that. There's plenty of opportunities out there for you to excel and get a scholarship and get a free ride, because I think education is not worth paying the money that you're paying out of pocket. It's not. It's not worth it unless it's being paid for. And I think that's something that, I would go ahead, even go as far as this. I would say, okay, I'll go ahead and pay for it, or you put the loans under your name. Like, if she wanted to go to school, I'll put the loans under your name. And what we'll do is this. If you graduate, then I'll go ahead and finance them, pay you out. But if you drop out or whatever the case is, those loans are on your name. You have to show your child a little bit of incentive. You can't give them everything. And that's the problem that I have. I don't want to enable. And I feel a little bit I'm enabling right now, but part of it is because I'm enjoying her and I want her to have a better experience. But I know at some point I'm going to say, look, you want a car? Well, you're going to have to work for the insurance, or you got to give me a GPA X amount, either or. Because I'm not going to – something – you have to give me something. That's not the way it works in our country, meaning that in our country you have to earn something, you have to work for it. And that's something that I don't want to enable her 15, 16. Yeah, I'm going to pay for insurance. Yeah, I'm going to pay for your car. But, yeah, here you are fucking around in school and driving and, having all this good time on my dime. It's not going to work. So it's like, okay, if you want it, this is your options. You're going to give me a 3.0 or higher in school, or you're going to go work. You're going to work for it, and you figure it out. Or you make money. I don't know, but these are your options. But I think that's the way you have to be as a parent. But I think about all these things all the time in our country and how it's built. And, I didn't have this type of insight growing up. You just don't have it. You just know that the people that make money are doing it illegally, doing it by, selling stolen stuff, drugs, stealing money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have all these different things going on. So it's just, you got to be informed. And I think that's one thing that our kids and the younger generation will be very much informed. But ultimately, that's their choice as to what options they want to pursue.